This is May's free audio books, and because of the season, they're linked by flowers. This month's tasters from the free RNIB charity catalogue are loosely linked by the word flowers. However, there is hardly a garden among them. Flowers can be used in many ways, as you will hear. Our first book is by Halya Agar and is called Out of Touch. It's a general fiction book and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 717401. A man hit Ava with his car a few miles from her bungalow. He brings her flowers in hospital and offers to do her laundry. He also brings her the letter she dropped that night on the road. In New York, Ava's brother Michael receives the same letter. He thinks about it as he steps out of the shower into his curtainless bedroom. A naked woman stares at him from the apartment across. They both laugh and cover up with their arms. Brother and sister cannot avoid the letter. Their estranged father is dying and wants to meet. Can they forgive their father and face each other after all these years apart? Will new unexpected friends offer the advice and comfort they need? With sharp wit and sensitivity, Out of Touch is a deeply absorbing story about love and vulnerability, sex and power, and the unbreakable bonds of a family. This book is read by Grace Andrews. Book two on our list is an Agatha Christie and is called Sinister Spring, Murder and Mystery from the Queen of Crime. It's a classic crime book. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 713-618. Blossoming flowers and countryside strolls may sound innocent enough, but not where there's murder in the air. Beware of secluded cottages, stolen treasure, and fatal revenge schemes. This compendium of short stories, some featuring beloved Detective Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple, is an essential omnibus for the Christie lover, and the perfect gift for mystery lovers. It includes The Market Basing Mystery, The Case of the Missing Lady, The Herb of Death, How Does Your Garden Grow?, Swan Song, Miss Marple Tells a Story, Have You Got Everything You Want?, The Jewel Robbery at the Grand Metropolitan, Ingots of Gold and the Soul of the Croupier. This is read by a selection of volunteers. Number three on our list is by Linda Finley and is called The Flower Seller. It's a family story and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 702-626. Isabella Carrington has been brought up in a life of privilege in London. Her life seems perfect until her father suddenly announced bankruptcy. To save Isabella from destitution, he sends her to stay with family she has never met, far away on a violet farm deep in Devon. Isabella is horrified to find her uncle expects her to work packing up the flowers and selling them in the nearby market. But she soon discovers that life on a violet farm may not be so bad, especially when she meets handsome local farmer Felix Furneaux. This book is read by Charlie Sanderson. Book four is by Rosie Hannigan and is called The Moonlight Gardening Club. It's a general fiction, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 714-361. Though they come from the same small Irish village, lonely widow Ruby and struggling single mother Frankie couldn't be more different. Then they discover the Moonlight Gardening Club, founded to remind its members that even on the darkest of nights, beauty and light can still be found. As they plant flowers chosen especially to be enjoyed under a carpet of stars, in the gentle glow of moonlight, an unexpected friendship starts to bloom, and it might be just what each of them needs. But then, shocking secrets from the past are revealed. Both their worlds are turned upside down. If their friendship is going to survive, each of them must face what they've been running from. This book is read by Shelley Atkinson. Book 5 is by Daniel Keyes and is called Flowers for Algernon. It's a science fiction book and it's T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 23028. Charlie Gordon, IQ 68, is a floor sweeper and the gentle butt of everyone's jokes. Until an experiment in the enhancement of human intelligence turns him into a genius. But then Algernon, the mouse whose triumphal experimental transformation precedes his, fades and dies, and Charlie has to face the possibility that his salvation was only temporary. This book is read by Christopher Ragland. Book 6 on our list is written by Maureen Lee and is called Lime Street Blues. It's a general fiction and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 20976. In the 1960s Liverpool and the glamorous world of music, it's the place to be. Sean, Lackland and Max form the Merseysiders, and Jeannie and Rita become part of the Flower Girls, achieving success beyond their wildest dreams. The greatest star of all is Sean MacDowd, adored by women everywhere, yet unable to get his first love out of his mind. But Jeannie Flowers has married Lackland, and no one is prepared for the deceits and betrayals that lay ahead. This book is read by Laura Dos Santos. Book 7 is written by Steve Mosby. It's called Black Flowers. It's a thriller and contains some swear words. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 19854. Neil Dawson has grown up wanting to be like his father, a writer. When his father commits suicide, he is devastated. But through his grief, Neil knows something isn't right. Looking through his father's papers, he finds a copy of an old novel. Opening it will take Neil into an investigation full of danger, pain and subterfuge. This book is read by Tom Stanley. Book 8 is by Benjamin Myers and is called Cuddy. It's a general fiction book and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 714032. Travelling through the wilderness, a young woman has visions of a cathedral on a hill. The downtrodden wife of an archer seeks the truth in stone walls, in meadows full of garlic flowers. A group of soldiers sit out their last hours before their death under a vaulted ceiling. The professor receives unwelcome nighttime visitors. A young man bids his dying mother goodbye and sets off on his first day of work as a labourer. From these seeds of historical truth and strange mythology, Benjamin Myers spins an unforgettable story of love and lost that breaks free of realism, entering a thrilling space, both hilarious and terrifying. Unfolding over centuries, deploying a panoply of voices, Cuddy has written with Myers' inimitable humour, pathos and grace, and confirms him as one of the most important writers of his generation. This book is read by Colin Mace, Hannah Barry, Jemmy Chisholm, Rowena Gray, and Samuel Edward Cook. Book 9 is by Lucinda Riley and is called Hothouse Flower. It's a family story. Its number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 25337. Julia Forrester has many happy memories of a childhood spent at Wharton Park, playing among the exotic flowers her granddad cared for. Now recovering from a family tragedy, she once more seeks comfort at Wharton Park. It has been newly inherited by the charismatic Kit Crawford, with a sad story of his own. When an old diary is found during renovation work, the Kit and Julia turn to Julia's grandmother to hear the truth about the love affair that turned Wharton Park's fat fortune sour. This book is read by Sherry Baines. Book 10 is by Rosie Sandler and is called Seeds of Murder. It's a crime book and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 26350. Steph Williams has landed her dream gardening job working for the wealthy gated community of Bewley Heights. With her beloved dog Mouse for a companion, she's quite content to be left alone among the weeds and flowers to work her gardening magic. But when Steph discovers some freshly disturbed earth in the shape of a grave, she must swap her gardening gloves for a detective's hat in what has become a race against time to unveil the culprit's identity. This book is read by Shazia Nichols. Book 11 is written by Diz Tate and is called Brutes. It's a general fiction. The number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 714249. In Falls Landing, Florida, a place built of theme parks, swampy lakes and scorched bougainvillea flowers, something sinister lurks in the deep. A gang of 13-year-old girls obsessively orbit around the local preacher's daughter, Sammy. She is mesmerizing, older and in love with Eddie. But suddenly, Sammy goes missing. Where is she? Apart from a distance, they edge even closer to discovering a dark secret about their fame-hungry town and the cruel cost of a ticket out. What they uncover will continue to haunt them for the rest of their lives. Through a darkly beautiful and brutally compelling lens, Diz Tate captures the violence, horrors and manic joys of girlhood. Brutes is a novel about the seemingly unbreakable bonds in the we of young friendships and the moment it is broken forever. This book is read by Eleanor McCormick. Book 12 on our list is by Penny Vincenzi and is called Another Woman. It's a general fiction book, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 10603. It would have been the wedding of the year between Cressida Forrest, beloved young daughter of distinguished English gynaecologist James Forrest, and Dr. Oliver Oliver Bergen, the only son of a wealthy New York banker, Josh Bergen, and his wife Julia. Everything seemed perfect. A beautiful young couple, so clearly happy and so very much in love. The family gathered at the bride's country home, the marquee and the village church filled with flowers, even perfect weather promised for the morning. However, in the morning, Cressida is gone, vanished without trace and leaving no clues. This book is read by Laura Brattan. Book 13 is written by Jen Williams and is called Dog Grows Dirt. It's a thriller, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 707-779. Serial killer Michael Reeve, known as the Red Wolf, has been locked in Belmarsh Prison for more than 20 years for the brutal and realistic murders of countless women. Ex-journalist Heather Evans returns to her childhood home after her mother's inexplicable suicide and discovers something chilling. Hundreds of letters between her mother and Reeve dating back decades. When the body of a woman is found decorated with flowers, just like his victims, Reeve is the only person alive who could help. After years of silence, he will speak to Heather, and only Heather. This book is read by Emily Pannant Ree. The last book on May's list is written by Laura Wilson. It's called Hello Bunny Alice. It's a crime novel, and the number is T for Tommy, B for Bertie, 14487. 7 years after the suicide of her lover, the brilliant comic Lenny Maxted, former bunny girl Alice Jones is leading a quiet, almost reclusive life in an Oxfordshire farmhouse. In the long, hot summer of 1976, Lenny's comic partner, Jack Flowers, turns up on her doorstep out of the blue and in distress. At the same time, a car containing human remains is fished out of a Wiltshire lake. This book is read by and narrated by Anna Bentick. I hope you find something that you enjoy on this list.